Hello, this is Troy.
Hi, Troy. John Kyle here again. Sorry, I know sometimes our number is a little weird. So just so you know, moving forward, we do have a local area code in almost every area code in the nation because we have a nationwide audience. But when we call from our customer service team, starting with tomorrow's onboarding call, we will always call from our 877 number, that same one I sent you a text message from, okay?
Okay.
All right, so if you want to save that as local splash, that is recommended, because I will let you know this, Troy, if you fielded more than one call like this or you know, in the past, more will come, because when you start optimizing, you know, and you know, this is not your first rodeo, there are definitely sharks in the water, and some of them are bad actors. So sometimes people will call either claiming to be local splash. Go ahead.
Oh, claiming to be local splash. Okay, I've been blocking these damn Google calls for I couldn't tell you how long now, and because they're all coming from someone who doesn't speak English. So at least you guys spoke English. It's the only reason I took them. They're like, "Is it Thomas Webwood Benton Country?" And I'm like, "Fuck, I know it's about we're calling about the Google business," and I'm like, "Fuck." I just lost.
Now we are based out of Southern California, so I will let you know this, Troy. Sometimes some of our onboarding clients have a slight accent. I apologize in advance, but they still understand.
I think these people are calling directly from the Philippines or something. I don't know.
Gotcha. Well, again, I appreciate you, bearing through this. So we're almost done here. It's going to be about 3 more minutes. So the last step that I have here is to walk you through the quality assurance portion of the call. All right. So that's going to be where I just read off a script. This portion is recorded for quality assurance, again, just to make sure everything I talked about is correct. I want to go over one more time timelines that once you onboard with us tomorrow, it takes about 7 to 14 days for both your Facebook ads and your website to be live. Okay? Those will be live, fully functional, and, you know, with whatever content you asked us to put on it. When the next thing is with Google optimization, you're going to be available on Google very quickly once your Google business profile gets approved by Google. But as far as start showing up on the map and moving upwards, it usually takes about 30 to 45 days. So I want to be clear on that, about a 4 to 6 week expectation time for that. That's the only thing that I wanted to mention. And then other than that, we do allow you to have a security question. So that way, whenever someone calls, if it is a bad actor, keep in mind, we only call from our 877 number once you're onboarded. But if it is a bad actor for whatever reason, you can ask if they know your security question, et cetera, and then that'll help you weed out someone trying to swindle you. Follow me so far?
Yes.
Okay. So other than that, again, we're doing the $249 month-to-month program. There is a one-time setup fee, not meant to break your back. Let me know if you're upset that you hear this, but it's $99 for all the programming. So your first month will be $348, and then it's $249 moving forward.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay. All right. Give me 1 second here, and then I'll set it all up there. And Jesse said something about you have a silent partner now. Is that how it's set up?
Well, it's the same guy who started the company, you know, 15 or more years ago. He just retired.
Oh, okay. So you manage it, but you get to keep his brand or his names technically,
well,
right?
Keeping it for now. He kind of helped me get going because he already had his contractor, you know, he had a contractor's license and I wasn't licensed at the time, so.
I'm familiar with that. My nephew does the same thing. So, like, you're piggybacking off his license, and after a few years, you get your own, right?
Well, yeah, I'm actually in the process of testing for mine right now. So I'm studying, finishing my studies to test for my GC license myself. So.
Oh, nice. Well, more power to you. My nephew is doing this out in California. In California, it's nice. It's a little bit more friendly, it seems, than Florida. They don't even have to test. You just have to piggyback off of someone for 4 years, I believe, and then you get your own.
Really? That's wild. No, we have our
As long as you don't have any complaints, right? Like, because the complaints would go to the first GC who you're piggybacking off of. I guess California just needs that many builders that they're just like, you know what? If you show 4 years of experience, we're good.
Yeah. Well, you have to have, I think you have to have 4 years of experience working for and under a licensed general contractor.
To even try to be one in most states, correct.
But then you have to, you know, apply and test. And the test is, I mean, I have, I forget how many books. I will go into my test with a cart of about 30, close to 30 books.
Wow.
It's an open book test, but it's, you know, 30 friggin' books, and you got to know which answer, which book is in, and I mean and then the Florida business test is equally as hard. It's huge. It's a 2-day test.
Oh, see, so that's impressive. All the work that you put in just to do that. Yeah, it's I don't know what's going on in California out here, but we've changed things a little bit because I was shocked to hear that because technically I have no experience in general contracting, but technically, if someone's allowing me to piggyback off their license in 4 years, I would be a GC, and I don't know what the heck I'd be doing with this.
Wow,
license.
That is wild. No question. Now, we have a Florida business test we have to take. We have the general contractor's test, and I'm doing one a step up. I'm not just doing the Florida contractor's test, so I'll be licensed in pretty much the whole Southeast. I'm doing what
nice.
They call the NASCLA. It's the NASCLA exam, so it's more of a national GC certification.
That's why you can cross state lines. I was wondering about that when you said you could cross state lines on everything.
Yeah, I mean, I can't legally right now, even though Georgia's 45 minutes away. It only makes sense to do one test and get all of these licenses instead of test for Florida, then test for Georgia. Well,
right.
Why do I want to go take this huge test every time redundant? I don't. I want to take one.
Right.
I'll have, you know, Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama. I mean, I'll
that's
have
awesome.
Texas. Yeah, I'll have.
So your service area is going to change a little bit, and that's when. Just so you know, again, not to try to turn everything into a sales proposition, but that's when Google Ads might be up your alley.
Not necessarily. It just opens a door that, you know, what,
right,
what if,
right.
What if a good client calls and said, hey, we got a facility. That's like,
oh, that's true. Because like if someone who likes you is expanding to Alabama, you're like, perfect. Right.
Or they have, like, I have a client who works all over the country. They have offices all over the country, and they're a client of mine, and they're like, hey man, we're looking, you know, we would like to partner with you in certain areas. They have their people up north that they partner with where they're looking to develop that in the south and some of the southern states and stuff, and I'm like, yeah, I'll do it. So
nice.
It only makes sense. I partner,
yeah,
you know, with them to go to. I just bid a job in Tennessee. I mean, I bid a job in Ohio recently, I just finished one for them in Tampa. So, I mean, you know, if it makes sense, there's a connection there. It's not that I'm marketing to those areas, but
yeah.
If it's client, existing client, or referral, then okay. Now they're wanting you for a reason, so they're expecting to pay a little bit more. They know you're in Florida. But
Right, that's what I was saying. One of the things we say is if it makes sense and it makes dollars, we'll do it, right?
That's exactly what I say. If it makes sense, you know, to go to Ohio, then I'll go. But obviously it's more money than they could probably do the research and find an Ohio contractor to do it. But then now –
because you have to factor in housing costs and things like that. Mm-hmm.
Well, every time they've got to go to a new state to do work, they're having to find a new contractor, and they don't know what they're getting because they're new every time. So
right. To
find one that will travel with you and you know what you're getting, you know the quality of work you're getting, you know they know what they're doing, that means a lot, and you pay a little bit more for that travel and, you know, away expense. I mean,
but the way a smart person would, who's contracting, would think about it is like, we'd be dumb not to pay the premium for what we want.
No, you're exactly right, because here again, it takes the worry, it takes the guesswork out of, here again, number one, finding the contractor in the new state. You don't know if they're good or not. They say they're good. Everything looks good on the surface, but then they get in there and do a half-assed job for you. And, you know, that makes,
and then,
my client look,
you know,
bad.
God forbid they close up shop because they're one of those fly-by-night operations where you're someone who's been in business over 15 years under the same brand. They know that your workmanship warranty means something.
Right. So, yeah, right. No, you're right. So, like I said, all that has to align, but if
nice.
It does, then it's good. I mean, and if it doesn't,
awesome,
I understand.
Man.
It's money. I mean.
Well, we're definitely here for see that growth continue to expand, you know, as you and we grow together. So the last few things for today's call, the security question, you can choose either your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
How about my mother's maiden name?
Okay. And the answer?
Crosby, Crosby.
Nice. Okay. All right. So that's going to be set up again if someone calls you and there's any confusion. Bear in mind, though, 99% of our calls, with the exception of this initial sales call, is coming from our 877 number moving forward. Okay.
And it's the same 877 number, right? I already saved it.
635-6225. Absolutely.
The one you text me from.
Correct. 100%. Okay. Correct. All right, so last thing is your card information, and then we'll do the voice verification, and then we'll initiate the payment once I'm done with the quality assurance portion of the call, okay?
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
4034-8600-1259-0658.
Expiration?
12 of 26.
And the three digits on the back?
202.
And just to verify, on the card is under the name Troy Webb, and the address from your recollection is 1910 Penman Road?
No. So the name on the card is Thomas Webb, because that's my first name is Thomas Troy. So it's Thomas Webb. And then the address would be the 11222 Water Spring Circle, Jacksonville, Florida, 32256. That's the billing address. For that card.
So 11222 Water Spring Circle, right?
Correct.
All right. So I'm going to let you know that when it comes to the terms and conditions, you'll get an email on the terms and conditions shortly. It will say Thomas Webb. I will also put in the notes, though, that Thomas goes by Troy. So that way, moving forward, Troy, we will still refer to you as Troy, even though the actual document says Thomas, okay?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I answer to Thomas. I mean, it's, you know, not a big deal.
It is your name. No worries. You're like me. You go by multiple first names, because a lot of people will call me Kyle from time to time, Troy, believe it or not, even though that's my last name. And, you know, it's the curse of having a last name for a first name.
Right.
All right. So I'll go ahead and update that here for Thomas. For the quality assurance portion, I will also refer to you as Thomas, okay?
Okay.
All right. So now, again, if you have any questions, let me know. This is the recorded portion of the call. It takes about 3 minutes, and I'll go ahead and start with the script here. All right, Thomas, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Vantage Contracting Incorporated.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Thomas Troy Webb, Vice President.
And are, of course, as Vice President, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And you're also an authorized user on the billing of this card account, correct?
Yes.
All right. Well, Thomas, to get results as fast as possible, it is important you're actually involved in your campaign. So thank you for, you know, going through the things that we've discussed on this call. As a result of increased visibility, just be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors not related to Local Splash, which is why we provided you the security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash in the event of any confusion when someone calls. But when we do call, we'll always call from our 877-635-6225 customer service number. So in that regard, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, make sure you save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing Google and Facebook representative, do you also agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, April 25th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. And then when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 25th day of the month in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. Of course, being a month-to-month program, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Just be sure you speak to a live representative. And in the event of cancellation, to prevent charges for your next month of service, make sure you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I will go ahead and process the payment here. Give me 1 second. So the 348. And then you'll receive an invoice as well, outlining the 348 today and then 249 moving forward, as well as the terms and conditions. It's going to be sent to you via email and then text. It should be an email that says, welcome to Local Splash. Click here for your initial invoice. Feel free to browse through that. Make sure everything I spoke about is outlined clearly there. And then when you're ready, whether it's today or tomorrow morning, just check the 2 check boxes at the bottom and sign as Thomas Webb. And then that'll be processed in time for tomorrow's call. If you don't have it ready by tomorrow's call, that's okay. Our onboarding team will go through that with you.
Okay.
Any questions you have for me, Troy? I think everything should be good on our end. You should have the invoice already emailed out to you. But any other questions you have for me before we go about our day?
I think I'm good.
Okay. Well, hey, thank you so much. And I know you were traveling. Thank you for taking the time to stop and really hear us out. We do look forward to helping you grow and getting a couple things removed that you don't want to see anymore connected to Vantage, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Troy. Have a great one now.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.